know you didn't love me, baby, when you lay across my bed, drinking that old Crown Roy, talking all out your head. Now you can go on back, go back to your used to be. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Wouldn't give me no more money, baby, wouldn't buy me no clothes. That's why, baby, I had to let you go. Now you can go on back, go back to your used to be. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
It's 6:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Soon to come up is Celtic Dusk.
Scotland and all, and the name I go under is bold Theron O'Brien. One night an old Ricky as I walked in the street, a saucy big pole as I chanced for to meet. He glares in my face and he gave me some jaw, saying, "When come ye over, bold Theron O'Brien?" Well, I am not a Pat, though in Ireland I've been, nor am I a Paddy, though Ireland I've seen. But I a Paddy, that's nothing at all, for there's many's a bold hero from Theron O'Brien. Well, I know you're a Pat by the cut of your hair, but you turned a Scotsman as soon as you're here. You left your own country for breaking the law, and we're seizing all stragglers from Theron O'Brien. Oh, and were I a Pat, and you knew it were true, or were I the devil, then what's that to you? Were it not for the stick that you hold in your paw, then I'd show you a game played in Theron O'Brien, and a lump of blackthorn that I held in my fist. Around his big body I made it to twist, and the blood from his napper I quickly did draw, and paid him stocking and trust for Erin O'Brien. And the people came around like a flock of wild geese, saying, catch that daft rascal, he's killed the police. And for every friend I had, I'll swear he had twore. It was terrible hard times for Erin O'Brien. But I can't tell you both that sails in the fourth. And I packed up my gear and I steered far the north. Farewell to all, Ricky, your pole less north. And the devil gang, where you says Erin O'Brien. So come on, ye young people, wherever you're from, I don't give a damn to what place you belong. I come from Argyll and the Huron's abroad, but I ne'er took a thrill being called Erin O'Brien.
Thank you. The Scots love culture, love it, particularly poetry. Well, not so much poetry, but poets, especially if they've been dead for about 100 years. Most famous of the Scottish deceased poets is a man called Robert Burns. And that's not because anybody ever reads his poetry. But in fact, Burns' poetry, the reading of Burns' poetry, is actively discouraged in Scotland through a variety of institutions called Burns Clubs. But what we do is, we don't read his poetry, but we put photographs of his head on tins of shortbread. And and build them monuments and stuff like that. It's wonderful. All the joys of culture without any effort. Anyway, this is one of Burns' most famous unread poems.
Slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on bring wings among the blooming heather. Now women grain wild o'er the plain delights the weary farm. Moon shines bright when I rove at night to muse upon my charmer. The partridge loves the fruitful fells. The plover loves the mountain. The woodcock haunts the lonely dells. fountains. Through lofty groves, the Cushat roves, the path of man to shun it. The hazel bush o'erhangs the flash, the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and lakes combine, some solitary wonder. Avaunt, away the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. But Peggy dear, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue, the fields in view, all fading green and yellow. Come, let us stray our gladsome way and feel the charms of nature, the rustling corn, the fruit and thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shine clearly. I'll grasp thy waist and fondly pressed swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal sham wears to barren flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
Well, I think we're somewhat safe now. I haven't heard any sirens for the last 5 minutes, so it's possible to actually get on the air. It is 6:19 on a rather filthy night out, so if you're just getting off work, allow yourself some extra time. Yes, you're going to need it. The traffic is horrendous out there. What did we hear? That was Dervish from their album, The Great Irish Songbook. I believe it's celebrating something like 20 or 30 years of being in business, and they feature their current vocalist, Kathy Jordan. But that track we just heard with is There's Whiskey in the Jar, featuring the Steel Drivers, and they have a brand new one that is out, and I will be playing it on my next show. Just didn't have time this week with everything that was going on to do the downloads. So that brings me to a point there. If, by all means, if you're a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements. Why do I ask for CDs? Because I have other interests than being a DJ, wonderful as it is on WMFO. It's true, I'm retired, but unless I want to sit in front of the computer all night long, it's a lot easier if you send me a CD. I can pop it in, listen to it, decide what are the tracks that I think will really work for that week's show. Oh, and the address is Celtic Dusk, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Yep, that's the correct address, because if you put it on 02155, it goes to the main Medford Post Office and doesn't reach us here. Now, ordinarily, Columbus Day weekend is like a prime weekend for visiting New England, foliage events, and what have you. But we have this nasty little storm. It didn't develop into much yesterday, so they were calling it a no-Easter. But no, now, today, it's definitely a northeaster. It's the only thing we can be thankful for is that it's not coinciding with an astronomical high tide. Otherwise, we'd have a lot more flooding along the coast. This isn't making people who are stranded by Woods Hole and Hyannis any happier, though, because the ferries have not sailed for 2 days, and I understand there are several wedding parties who are stranded not at their chosen destination, which is either Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. Well, in addition to Dervish, we heard Dick Gawkin give us two pieces. And when I advertised this, I said new old music. And what did I mean by that? Well, the Harvard Tapes, a rather incongruous title for this, goes back to the fact that these the tapes that Green Tracks used to make this record and flesh it out were actually made in 1982. Yep, due to the magic of being able to pop in a tape to the sound deck, you could actually get yourself a recording of the concert. And that's how many bootlegs came out in later years, particularly after people had shuffled off this mortal coil. And there was a real question of, did anybody own those copyrights? And sound engineers actually did quite well for themselves. Then, of course, due to the fine music industry, people started saying, oh, we bought the rights to that song, untold donkeys years ago, so it's not yours. Fortunately, Dick Gaukin was not that big a star back then. He had just gotten to the absolute end of a North American tour that he had taken with another fellow. Those of you who know your Scottish and Irish music, that was Johnny Cunningham. But this features Dick Gaukin. It says, definitive Gaukin concert from 1982. It was actually recorded in the old Cambridge Baptist Church, known familiarly as the OCBC, which is that church that is right in the island next to Harvard, outside of the square when you're approaching from Central Square on Mass Ave. So yeah, back in the 80s, we used to be able to hear lots and lots of stuff. In this case, these tapes were unearthed by someone who may also be familiar to the local music scene and beyond here, and that's Brian O'Donovan. And at the time, he was a graduate student at Emerson College, so he believes the tapes were probably played on WERS, the Emerson station, and then either put into storage or up in an attic or whatever. Dick has not been able to actually play for the last couple of years because he did have a stroke in 2016. So this album was put out by the grand folks at Green Tracks, and any proceeds will help to benefit Dick and help with his rehabilitation. So if, like me, you admired his guitar work, unlike me, you probably weren't actually in this concert, though I can tell you it was really magnificent. And Dick was in fine fettle back in 1982, and you heard some of that with his introduction to Now Westland Winds, along with Aaron Gobra, which he records as traditional, more than likely came out of a vaudeville music song, or possibly Tin Pan Alley. Mick Maloney would probably be your definitive source for that. But I'll stop talking now, and we'll have one more from Dick. And this is featuring a Tommy Sands song.
Well, they wouldn't hear your music, and they pulled your paintings down. They wouldn't read your writing, and they banned you from the town. But they couldn't stop you dreaming, and the victory you've won. While you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. Your weary smile, it proudly hides the chain marks on your hands, as you bravely strived to realize the rights of every man. And though your body's bent and low, a victory you've won. Why, you sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons. Well, I don't know your religion, but one day I heard you pray for a world where everyone can work and children can play. And though you never got your share of the fruits that you have won, you sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons. Well, they taunted you in Belfast, and they tortured you in Spain, and in that Warsaw ghetto where they tied you up in chains, in Vietnam and in Chile when they came with tanks and guns. So there you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. It's there you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons. Now your music's playing and the writing's on the wall, and all the dreams you painted can be seen by one and all. And now you've got them thinking, and the future's just begun. Why, you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons.
Rap on the door that makes no sense. my mother will ask you to name your people, and all I'll say was the night when
go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, this part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Are you Omni Bonnie Ben? And are you War upon my Em? Are you all you soon may learn to say to das a canny? I hope ye daddy maybe we'll he's long a coming from the keel, and though his face be like the deal, I'd like a kiss from Johnny. Thou really hast the daddy's chin, thou art like him both leg and limb, and I with pleasure can thee sing, since thou belongs my Johnny. Johnny is a clever lad. Last night he fuddled all he had. This morn he wasn't very bad. He looked as blithe as any. Though thou's the first, thou's not the last. I mean to have my bairns fast. And when this happy time is past, I still will love my Johnny. For his hair is brown, and so is thine. Thine eyes are grey, and so are mine. Thou knows it tapers off so fine. They're like the daddy Johnny. Thou canny dope is fat and round. They're like the dad, both plump and sound. Thou worth to me £1,000. Thou're all together bonny. But when daddy's drunk, he'll take a knife and threaten so to take my life. Who wouldn't be a keelman's wife and have a man like Johnny? Yonder's Johnny coming now. He's the best of all the crew. They'll all gang to the barley mow. My canny godlike Johnny. So let's get the bacon fried and let us make a clean fireside, and on his knee he will thee ride when he comes home to mommy.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay by a lonely prison. prison walls, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they brought me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athens Rye, where once we watched the small free birds. It's so lonely round the field of Athens Rye.
Crystal spring. spring, all for to see the flowers grow and hear the nightingale sing. Then with kisses and with compliments, he put his arm round her middle, and out from his knapsack he drew forth a fiddle, and he played her such a merry tune, it made the groves and valleys ring. Oh, hark, hark, cried the lady, how the nightingale sing. Now, said the soldier, it is time to give o'er. Oh, no, cried the lady, let's have one tune more, for I do like your music and the touch of your string. Oh, I do love to see the flowers grow and hear the nightingale sing. Now, said the lady, will you marry me? Oh, no, cried the soldier, that never can be, for I have a wife in my own country. And so, fair a lady as you ever did see, oh no, cried the soldier, that never can be, for I have a wife at home and children three. But if ever I return, it will be in the spring, all for to see the flowers grow and hear the nightingale sing.
Just a beautiful example of traditional singing there. That's Nightingales, Belinda Kempster, and she said, and despite the usual disreputable ending, she loves singing that song, probably because it's in modal tuning, and it was a Dorian mode. She looked it up. So, before that, we heard Dervish from the Great Irish Songbook. By the way, that album is available on Rounder, came out 2019 here. The Fields of Athenry featuring Jamie Johnson. They invited some of their favorite people to come along and perform with them. Folks like Vince Gill, Imelda May, Rhiannon Giddens. It's just a fantastic album. Before that, we heard Rachel Unthank giving us the Sandgate Dandling song from Stick in the Wheel Present English Folk Field Recordings Volume 2. Unfortunately, if somebody goofs slightly, we don't get the proper thing. Belinda Kempster is also from English Folk Field Recordings. The recordings were done by folks from Stick in the Wheel, but they weren't the artists, and they didn't actually compose these. Pardon me while I go off on a lovely spinatron. version two. So we're going to hear one more from here, and it's one of my favorite folks. But before then, I should tell you that Kathy Jordan, who is the vocalist with Dervish, gave us Donalogue, also from the Great Irish Songbook. And we started off that whole long set with Dick Gawkin, with Your Daughters and Your Sons from the Harvard Tapes.
Strolling so happy down Bethnal Green, this gay youth you might have seen. Tomkins and I with his girl in between, when it's, oh, what a surprise. I praise the Conservatives frank and free. Tomkins got angry so speedily. All in a moment he handed to me two lovely black eyes, two lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise! Only for telling a man he was wrong, I got two lovely black eyes. The next time I argued, I thought it best to give the Conservative side a rest, and the merits of Gladstone I freely pressed, when, oh, what a surprise! The chap I met was a Tory true, nothing the Liberals right could do. This was my share of the argument too. Two lovely black eyes, two lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise! Only for telling a man he was wrong, I got two lovely black eyes. So the moral you caught, I can hardly doubt. Never on politics rage and shout. Leave it to others to fight it out, if you should be wise. Better, far better it is to let Liberals and Tories alone, you bet. Unless you're willing and anxious to get two lovely black eyes, two lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise! Only for telling a man he was wrong, I got two lovely black eyes, two lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise! Only for telling a man he was wrong, I got two lovely black eyes.
And that was Cohen Brathwaite Kilcoyne giving us two lovely black eyes from Stick in the Wheel Present English Folk Field Recordings, Volume 2, came out in last year. And I'm sure people have noticed the strange doppelganger version of things happening here in the U.S. with our head, and then things happening over in what used to be known as the U.K., but is quickly fragmenting because of rather hard-headedness. Yeah, I think that sort of describes it. It's 6:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is where we segue into Between the Worlds. And we're going to have Mikey Kenny take us here with his autobiographical song.